So it's day four. We have 10 tracks laid down. It's been by far, I think, the biggest learning experience and the most loving experience I've had in the studio. It's not as hard rock and roll or some of the retro rock that I've done before. And I don't think it's so much of the storytelling that I've done before. I think it's more along the lines of, you know, even a bit of cabaret influence and certainly some jazz influence, going back to a different time. Instead of 70s, I think there's some things that go back to the 40s, you know, which has always been such a love of mine because my mother introduced me to Billie Holiday and artists like that when I was young, first starting out in music, and I just remembered thinking, God, I wish I could do that, but never thinking that I could come even close to something like that.
We've covered a gamut of styles on this record. We've got some old songs, we cover a slight reggae feel, we've got some mid-tempo songs that are almost reminiscent of Tom Petty or the Eagles from that West Coast sound, and overall I think it's a very cohesive and amazing album, actually.
And the thing that we did on the demo was the beat actually didn't come in until
I heard
bang bang bang, and then she goes boom 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 boom, and it like starts. It's a weird thing.
But I'd like to start. I think we should start with the kick drum running the whole way through, and then bring the snare drum in after that. Bang bang boom boom, so like it explodes in.
It feels like a part of the rock category that's missing, right? And again, it's she plays piano, so we've got this root of the piano and her soulful voice, but with the rock guitars and the epic sounding music. So it seems like rock, maybe that's new, but it also takes us back to like a vintage feeling, and I like that. That's exciting to me. It feels like we're doing something new and we're leaving a bit of a mark.
It's going great, and I mean, I'm having a ball, and I was a fan of Beth's, and it's always nice when you work with someone in the studio and you realize that there's no trickery involved. She is a genuine artist, and so it's just been a joy to work on this record. It's really, really a special record, I think.
Love and all its splendor, surrendered its every blow, and that is the blues that I know.
I think it's like listening to old-time radio. I think, you know, one of the things that was so great about listening to radio, you know, a few years back was that you'd get a whole bunch of different styles. I think it's exciting to listen to a record like this with a bunch of different styles, and it makes the record eminently listenable, you know. This is love.